Many consumers will be feeling the pinch with expenses growing faster than income. Add to this high levels of indebtedness, and many consumers might be reaching a breaking point. In this Money Matters segment, Matthijs Potgieter, a debt expert at DebtSafe, explains the difference between using a consolidating loan and consolidating debt through debt review. Good to have you with us, Matthijs.
Warren, thank you so much for having me.
So let's start off with what a consolidation loan is. What type of consumer and in what scenario would people use a consolidation loan?
A consolidation loan is a credit agreement, and it's offered to consumers that usually want to settle existing debt, and it's usually unsecured debt by things like a personal loan, a store card, or a credit card. They want to consolidate that into one payment. So where you have, for instance, say, two credit cards, you have a personal loan, you have four store cards, and you have to make maybe six or seven payments. You want to settle all that debt at once. You take out a consolidation loan to the value of that outstanding money that you have on those other credit agreements. You settle that and you pay one installment on your consolidation loan. But what we have to remember is that it is still a credit agreement. So what we basically say to people is when you do the consolidation loan, what you have to keep in mind is you take debt and you make other debt to settle the debt that you have. So you're just repositioning your debt basically, or your credit. It's not really a long-term way to make sure that you finish that debt and that you become debt-free in the end. So people that can apply for a consolidation loan needs to be a squeaky clean credit record, and we call them the A-plus students, because those people need to manage their debt very well. When you do a consolidation loan, you have to go through a real strict affordability check where they look at whether you can afford the specific consolidation loan. And if you are in the position to take out a consolidation loan to settle the other debts, the biggest thing is as soon as a person is in arrears with any one of the credit agreements that they currently have that they want to consolidate, it will be very difficult for you to get a consolidation loan, and we can almost say that you won't qualify for that.
Okay, so the basic idea is that they take all the debt. You're obviously approaching them to deal with a cash flow challenge as opposed to try and get a lower interest rate. So what they're doing is they're pushing out the term of the loan, dropping the repayment, but you might well be paying a higher interest rate over a longer period of time.
That is true. Yeah. So what we have to keep in mind, and that's why I said earlier on, it's not necessarily the short-term fix, or it is a short-term fix, but it's not necessarily have a long-term sustainability in that, because what we get is high interest rates and we get a lot of admin fees when it comes to loans. You don't always save necessarily on your monthly payment, because you have a specific amount of debt that you have to cover that comes with the interest rate, that comes with a specific installment. And remember, interest rates also get linked to your credit record and your credit score. So each individual's credit interest rate that they will get for a specific loan, whether it's personal loan, consolidation loan, home loan, or any loan, will be specific to that individual and how they manage debt and how they manage credit. So consumers can sometimes be also worse off with a consolidation loan, because what happens is that institution pays you the money into your account, and the consumer don't tend to pay off the debt what initially was the plan. So now they sit with all that credit cards, but then they'll sit with a consolidation loan as well, because they use sometimes that money for different purposes. Now the institutions usually take that consolidation loan and they pay your accounts that you want to consolidate. They clean it for you and you just pay them that installment for the consolidation loan.
Okay, by contrast now, what is a debt review and who uses debt review? Who should use debt review?
Debt review is based on the National Credit Act. It is governed by the National Credit Regulator, and it's been in the industry for around about 10 years, and it's for every South African out there that is struggling to make ends meet. So consolidation, sometimes when people hear consolidation, they immediately think about consolidation loans, but you can also consolidate through debt review. How debt review works is they have a look at all your accounts that you have, all your credit agreements that you have. They consolidate that into an easy, affordable payment that you can actually make and you can service on a monthly basis. Also, making some monies free with your income that you have available to spend on essential living costs, like, for instance, food, transport, clothing, all those kind of things. Because what we find is that some people are so trapped in credit that they actually can't afford to survive for basic necessities like food and transport. And with debt review, we alleviate that stress for the consumer and we give them some financial freedom with that. By consolidating all their debt, we negotiate with their consumer, with their creditors on behalf of the consumer to get to a lower repayment. The terms sometimes also get extended in order to do that. So the main key thing, and that is the positive about consolidating your debt through debt review and not taking out a consolidation loan, is that you have protection of your assets, like a house and a car, that is protected. Where in a loan, a consolidation loan, it's not protected. And if you don't service that loan properly, you can lose your assets. But with debt review, that is protected because it's a legal process. It is a court order that you get where the court says that this is how much you can pay and should pay to your creditors from now on, and your creditors cannot actually come back and take away your car or make any arrangements or try and take your house or anything like that. So it is the safer way to consolidate for South Africans. People that are in arrears for 3 to 4 months sometimes with accounts, they can still apply for debt review. And what we do is we rehabilitate those people during the process of debt review. So when they walk out and they get their clearance certificate after they're done with the debt review process, that person is an educated credit user and they can go out and they can start making responsible credit again after they finish the debt review journey.
Okay, and last question, how is a debt review service paid for? Because obviously you're using people's time, like yourself, to try and manage this process, negotiate with creditors. How and in what manner do the consumer pay for that?
So the consumer do not pay for anything additional. It all gets worked into a rehabilitation payment that they pay on a monthly basis to the debt review company. The first payment always goes to the debt review company. The second payment goes for administrative costs as well as to legal fees. And then from the third to fourth payment, depending on what that person can afford, that goes to the creditors. So the creditors are also very aware of the fact and how it works, as it's set out in the regulations of the National Credit Act, how payment works. So they know as soon as they get that instruction from the debt counselor stating that this specific consumer is over indebted, that within 3 months, they are going to start getting their payments. So on a monthly basis, there's also a recurring fee that gets deducted from that service fee that you pay on a month, that consolidated fee that you pay. And that goes to all the administration that we as a debt counseling company do on your behalf during the whole process until you finish and you move out with a clearance certificate.
All right, great. We're going to have to leave it there, Matthijs, but thank you very much for your insight.
Thank you so much for having me, Warren.
That was Matthijs Potgieter, a debt expert at DebtSafe.